Ottawa. An association of health insurance providers warns it might not be worth it for small businesses to provide dental benefits to some employees once the government launches a national dental plan. The Canadian Life and Health Insurance Association has pitched the idea of a federal tax credit for small businesses to convince them not to drop their coverage. When governments provide free coverage for any type of benefit, employers will naturally ask if they should continue to pay for those or whether their employees would be as well served moving to the public plan, said Association President Stephen Frank. The risk is that a number of employers will say to themselves, is there an opportunity for me to allow my employees to have equivalent coverage, but me not to have to bear that burden? The Liberals announced in their latest federal budget that they would spend $13 billion over the next 5 years to provide uninsured low- and middle-income Canadians with access to dental care through a federal insurance plan. The program is a key element of the supply and confidence agreement the Liberals signed with NDP last year to prevent an election before 2025. The program is intended only for qualifying Canadians who don't have private insurance. The Liberals tabled proposed legislation in the House of Commons that includes a bill to force employers to disclose whether their employees have benefits as part of their tax filings, as a way to sort out who should have access to the federal insurance plan. Health benefits, including dental, are a deductible expense for business, but the association says small enterprises don't see the same advantages as large corporations. That means small businesses may be particularly tempted to drop their coverage because they don't benefit from existing tax deductions as much as large corporations do, Frank said. The association proposes that the government issue a 35% tax credit for small businesses as a strong incentive to keep their existing insurance plans in place. That would level the playing field a little bit with some of the benefits that larger employers get from offering dental coverage, and be a bit of a positive inducement to keep employers offering these benefits, Frank said. His organization estimates that roughly 80,000 small employers currently offer dental benefits, though the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses said that represents only a small share of small businesses. NDP health critic Don Davies said he's aware of the concern about small businesses dropping coverage, but hasn't seen any evidence to that effect, and he's not convinced it is going to be a serious problem. We'll be able to, once it's in place, take a look with real data and experience and see what happens, Davies said in an interview Thursday. The Liberals' dental plan is expected to launch by the end of 2023, starting with qualifying people under the age of 18, seniors, and people with disabilities. Full implementation is expected by 2025. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 21, 2023. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press. A dentist holds a toothbrush and toothpaste in Seattle on Friday, August 3, 2018. The Canadian Press, AP Photo, Elaine Thompson, greater than.